It's from the International Initiative. I've done many, we call them graphic novels now. I've done 20 different countries. So it's quite a common thing for me that the artist's English is maybe not so great. And my ability to know their language is nothing. Right. So that's not the first time for me. But anyway, it wasn't really a big problem for me because the International Initiative organised the Turkish and the Kurdish things. So I didn't have to worry about that very much. But anyway, it's not unusual for me anyway, because I work often with artists around the world. It's quite a normal situation for me. Maybe it was difficult for Keiko, though. So I think this one is probably the most complicated one. From the 40 books I've done, there's about two or three different styles, or not styles, genres, types. And one of the types is, like, I call it social issues, and it means books which are about history, politics, and sociology. And so I've done about 10 books of that type. And this is probably the most complicated one, and it's definitely the most controversial, because obviously this is happening now, or it's recent history and now. So the book that we did with the Labour Party and the Union, it started 700 years ago in the Peasants' Revolt. And so if you're right about that, it's easier because, you know, it's history from hundreds of years ago. People are not really angry about it anymore. But obviously, Öcalan's in jail now, still, and Turkey and Rojava and Kurdistan still have conflict now, etc. And democratic confederalism is being built now. So a key issue about this is that it's an issue which is happening now, still and developing today and in the future. So that makes this book a special book amongst my books, because most of them are about things from hundreds of years ago. Well, that's one problem, is that the people, I mean, in this area of Berlin, people know about this issue quite well, maybe.
Yeah.
And you know about it, and the International Initiative knows about it. Right, but of course, most people in the world don't know. Most people don't even know where Kurdistan is in the world.
Yeah. And so, what should we do?
Well, there's a lack of knowledge about this. Everyone in the world knows something's happening in Ukraine, but people don't know really what's happening in Kurdistan.
Yeah.
What should we do? Well, we could hopefully this book, that because we're going to have it in English, Turkish, and German, of course, and of Kurdish as well, and maybe French, Italian, Spanish as well. It will help in some small way to spread information and knowledge about what's happening. Because I think not just the idea of Öcalan being freed, but also the idea of the democratic confederalism as a model for how the world could be organized.
Yeah.
I think that's very, very important. So that should be more well known, but of course I think that's one of the reasons it's not talked about, because it's a threat to the present capitalist system. Because if we have an alternative which really works in reality, then of course in general news media don't want to talk about that, because it's too dangerous, too radical. But that's one of the good things about comic books, is that a comic book is an art form and a mass media which many people can read.
Yeah.
But you can do it in a very intelligent way. It's kind of a grassroots creativity in a way which is difficult to do on television, which is still too mainstream. And that's one of the reasons that I love doing these books as comic books. You can do it as an intelligent thing, but many people can read it. So I hope our books in the different languages are going to help spread knowledge about both Öcalan and democratic confederalism. Well, I hope, I was going to ask the International Minister about that. Is he going to get a copy of the Turkish one or the Kurdish one? I hope so.
Okay.
That would be nice.